The middle of Yemei Svira, and Yemei Svira is a time where we have a new mitzvah, that we don't have such a musig of that type of mitzvah all year round. Every night, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu, al Svira Sa'imer. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a mitzvah, a commandment to count. We're counting all the way to Shavuos. Very strange mitzvah that you don't usually have, that every night we're counting. So how do we understand what's this mitzvah about? What is the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach? What does He want from us to mechayev us and give us a mitzvah to count? So there's Moridika words in the Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah Sira Sa'imeh, mitzvah Shin Vav. The Chinuch writes like this, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, the root of this mitzvah, al tzad hapshat, on the simple understanding of what we're doing when we do this mitzvah, l'fi shekol ikron shel Yisrael eino ela ha-Torah. Since the whole ikr of a yid is only his Torah, u'mipnei ha-Torah, it's only because of Torah, nivru shemayim va'aretz v'Yisrael. The only reason why there's a creation that we find ourselves here in, and the only reason why there is a Klal Yisrael, it's all for the sake of Torah. U'kamay shekosov, like the Psukim write, im loy berisi yom v'layla v'goymer, v'hiya ikar v'asibo shenigalu. And that's really the ikar and the reason of why we even had the Geula of the Yatzu v'Mitzrayim. Why did Rabbeinu Shlom even take us out? The underlying reason of why He even took us out? Kidei sheyekablu ha-Torah misina v'kamua. That we can mekabel the Torah and keep the Torah. U'kamoisha ma'asham l'moisha, and He brings down the psukim to prove it. U'bepnei kein, and because of this fact, kihi kol ikron shel Yisrael. This is the whole ikr of Klal Yisrael. Uvavura nigalu, and because of it we were redeemed. Nitztavinu limnois. Therefore we have the commandment to be busy counting from Pesach all the way till Shavuos. What's the purpose of counting? Laharois binafshenu. To show in ourselves hachefetz hagodol, the tremendous desire, El Hayoim Hanichbod Vahanichsav Libenu, to that honorable day that we're all yearning for in our hearts. We show our excitement to that honorable day, which is obviously referencing Shavuos, the day of Matan Torah. By counting, we're showing our yearning towards it. Ke'eved Yishav Tzel, like a slave who's yearning in the shade. Imagine yourself a slave in the field working hard cutting the wheat, and the sun is boiling down at him all day. He yearns for shade. He can't wait to get under some shelter and covering. That yearning, says the Chinuch, is the example to our yearning towards the day of Kabbalah Satayr. And therefore, Yimne Tamid, we have a mitzvah every night to count. What we're doing is, we're counting Mosai Yovoy Ha'es Hanichsef Elov. When is it going to come this day that I can't wait for? Ki Haminyin Mara La'odom. Counting shows counting shows you can't wait till that day comes. Same way a person counts down to Purim, or he counts down to the camp, or any of these things that we count down to because we just can't wait. Says the Chinuch, the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us a mitzvah to count to Shavuos because we got to get into our bloodstream. It has to become part of us to realize the ikur of a yid is Torah. Not just one of the ikur. Kol ikur, he says. The only ikur. The main thing what defines a yid is Torah. And therefore, we can't wait till Bnei Shalom gives us that Torah on the day of Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, we're showing that. The Bnei Shalom commanded us to show it. Because that's how it becomes part of you. By counting, we're making it part of ourselves. This is contrary to common belief. Most people out there don't value what it means to sit and learn Torah. A regular person out there in the world would think about a guy sitting and learning, go do something with yourself. Get yourself a job, do something. They don't value what it means just to sit and learn Torah. A guy who's involved in Hatzalah, and he's rescuing people. A guy's involved in Chaverim, a big Baal Tzedakah, he's handing out checks all day. These people are people that are doing something. That's a real yid. But people think that a guy who's just sitting and learning, okay, you know, he has something better to do, so he's sitting and learning. And on that tells the chinuch, you got it all wrong. Mitzvah Sviras HaOmer is to put it into our brains that we have it all wrong. The most valuable thing that a person could do with his life, the greatest yid out there, is the yid that's sitting and learning Torah. That's kol ikur of a yid. Kol ikur. Ikron shel Yisrael, eina ela ha-Torah. And the Chinuch writes, V'hitachlis ha-toivo shalahem. And this is the highest level of good that a person can have in this world. Tachlis ha-toivo. You know, I was just listening to a shmuz from Motcha Gifta Zatzal. It tells the Rosh Hashiva. And it tells the Rosh Hashiva of Gifter, although he was born here in America, in Virginia, and he lived in Baltimore afterwards, but he went, when he was 17 years old, he went to Telz, Lithuania, before the Holocaust. He went to learn there as a bachar in Telz, Lithuania, as a 17-year-old bachar, and he stayed there for 5 years, like he said in his drasha that he was giving, and we didn't come home, he said, every month or two for a Shabbos off. He said, 5 years straight, I stayed there, and I came up to visit my family after 5 years, and I was planning on going back. And while I was home, I heard about what was going on with the Germans. That's where he ended up staying, here in America. 5 years straight. Akapana, so he said in his drushes like this. His drushes in English. So I'm quoting you, mamish, word for word, what he said. Agav, he said in his drusha, there's a vast difference between Tel's yeshiva 50 years ago and Tel's today. He's telling the Bachram that, you know, we're Baruch Hashem, we're learning shtark, but 50 years ago in Tel's Lithuania was a different world than Tel's today that we're learning here when Tel's is replanted here in America. But I want to quote you, this is the point I want to get to, is like this. He said in his drasha, he said, I remember the Litvish Goyim that were living in Telz. Means Lithuanian Gentiles that were living there. He called it the Litvish Goyim. The Lithuanian Goyim. He says, we used to go Ben Asdorim, and we used to take a walk. Between first say and second say, the Oilam used to take a walk. So everybody who took a walk, walked with a partner. You never walked by yourself. He said, why? Because you wanted to talk to someone learning about where you just finished. You sat 4 hours first Seder, and there was problems in the sukkah. You want to discuss it with someone. So everybody had a learning partner, and they took a walk. He says, when we used to take our walk, the goyim, the Litvish goyim, used to come out to us and say, come walk in our field. And we used to say, why would you want us to walk in your field? We're going to trample over the corn or the wheat. Why would you want us to walk in your field? And the goyim, he said, the Litvish goyim used to answer us, No, please come, walk in the field. I don't know why, but where the tells the students walk, the blessings of God rest there. And we see it in the produce that grows. And therefore we want you to walk through our field. This is what Gifta said word for word. The Litvish Agoyim, the Lithuanian Gentiles, understood what Torah was. They don't know why. But the reality was, when the Yeshiva Bacham took a walk in their field, they saw a different product of growth. And they all were fighting over the Bacham walking in their field. Can you imagine? This is the Goyim's recognition that it's he tachlis hatoyva shalahem. There's no better good. The source behind everything we have of good in this world is the Torah. And the Torah affects everything that even the Goyim of Lithuania wanted, that there should be some Torah in the cornfield to make the corn grow better. The Avoida of Yemei Svira, our job is to get this recognition that the greatest thing we have and the Iker, what makes the Yid, is his Torah. It's a big Avoida. We don't feel it and we have to work at it. It's similar to what the Ramchal writes, the famous words in the beginning of Mesil Sesharim. Mesil Sharm writes, Yesoid hachasidus v'shoyrish ha'avoida ha'tmima. The foundation of all our avoida, hu sheyizbarer v'yisames itzel ha'odom ma'achoy vosoy ba'olamoy. The Ramchal says in the beginning of Mesil Sharm that the root of our avoida and the foundation of it all is that it should be yisbarer v'yisames. It should be clear and truthful by us. What's our purpose in this world? Two words that he uses. Yisbarer v'yisames. So I saw a Moridika explanation from Yitzhak Rabinowitz Shlita. He's been Al and Karen HaTorah. He has a Sefer Derech Yam. And he explains, what's these two different words? Yisbarer and v'yisames. They sound very similar. It should be true. Yisbarer means clear. And Yisamet should be true. Ramchal, every word is meduktuk. What was he writing that he wrote two separate wordings? Yisbarer v'yisamet. So he's saying, he gave a Gvaldika moshel, he said. Imagine you have a teacher in Iraq, under Saddam Hussein, who was the dictator when I was growing up. So Saddam Hussein is the dictator of Iraq, and you're a teacher in the school. And the teacher proclaims and says, the dictator, I'm sorry, Saddam Hussein says that all schools must come and gather by our demonstration that we're making against the United States. And we have to show support of demonstrating against the U.S. So this teacher, who has a class and has to join, definitely recognizes clearly, it's Yisbarer, that if you don't do that, whether it's he or she, whoever the teacher is, if you don't follow these orders, it's very clear that the next morning you might not wake up alive in your house if you don't show up to this demonstration that you're being asked to join. So it is Yisbarer what has to be done. But it's not Yisames. The teacher doesn't feel the truth behind the cause of why you have to participate in a demonstration against the United States. Any normal person at the time, the same way the residents of Gaza don't really appreciate Hamas, the terrorists that have taken over the place, and most of them are against them, it's the same idea. The point being is that this is a situation of Yisbarer, but not Yisamitz. It's clear what has to get done, but it's not truthful and honest by the teacher that I understand why I have to do it. He says, but I'll tell you another mashal. He says, you have a mother who has a bachur at home, and she's worried about her kid's safety. So when he goes out for Ma'ariv, she tells her son, he shouldn't walk home alone when he comes back from Ma'ariv. Make sure you go to shul for Ma'ariv, don't walk home alone. So the bachur is not sure, does she mean only when he davens at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night? What happens if he gets to 8 o'clock minyan of Ma'ariv? She means then also, 8, 9 o'clock at night also, I have to walk home with a partner, I can't walk alone? And what happens if I'm going by bike, I'm not just walking? And what happens if I go to a very safe, lit up street, I'm not going on the alleyways? So he doesn't have clarity in exactly what his mother wants. It's not Yisbara what she wants, but it's Yisames, it's Emes, her desire that she wants his safety and he should come home safe and alive. That much he understands, that part he has, a Yisames. So Yitzchak Rabinowitz was coming to explain that these are two separate wordings that the Ramchal used. He wants us to have clarity that our living, what's your purpose here in Olam Hazeh? It has to be clear, Yisbarer, and it has to be Yisamitz. You have to be very emes and truthful that you appreciate with honesty the purpose of your living here in Olam Hazeh. This is how he explains what the Ramchal begins in the Seil Sisharim of Yisbarer v'Yisamitz. So for us true, too, in our avodah during Sfiras HaOmer, our job, if the Rebbeinu Shem gave us this mitzvah of counting, and like the Chinuch is explaining to us, it's to instill in ourselves that the ikar of a yid is his Torah, our job on a practical level is to somehow, we have to figure out how to be yizbarer v'yizames. It has to become clear that this is the reality. Ikar of a yid is Torah, and it has to be emes, yisames. Has to be something you mamash feel honestly, not just like the two mashalim that we gave. It has to be yisbarer v'yisames. So, what's our avoda? How do we work at this? You know, someone told me he was in Florida for Pesach. A ben aliyah, mamash a ben aliyah, but he had to go with his mishpacha. He's part of a big family. And the family spends Pesach in Florida, so he had to go to Florida. So this yid told me that he spent his time in Florida. They were davening by Ephraim Shapiro, right? Ephraim Leo Shapiro, what's his name? A Rav in Florida. Ephraim Shapiro. It's two names. Ephraim Shapiro. He was davening by his shul. So he said he went to all the shiurim. He's very. A big Rav, giving a lot of shiurim and everything. So he said he noticed something very interesting. Every time he gave a shiur, he would stop in the middle of the shiur, and he would say, okay, now we're stopping for 7 minutes, and everybody's going to think about this yisoyed I just taught you. And it'd be 7 minutes of quietness. And he explained himself. He said, people don't have time to think. Whenever we have a spare minute, we plug ourselves in with our ears to listen to something, and we're always on the run and on the go, and nobody ever thinks. So if you're hearing something new, he said, we need some time to think about it. You're never going to think about it if you don't think about it now. So we're stopping now, and he said, all of a sudden we stop, and for 7 minutes on his clock, he let everybody think about the yisoid he just taught them. Can you imagine? Mariam. We're not going to do that. We're not stopping for 7 minutes. But this is something we have to think about. This is something we have to try to figure out. If the Rebbeinu Shem gave us a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that we must be counting day in, day out, and we're creating our Yontif of Shavuos. You have to realize the Yontif of Shavuos is called, not called Chag Matan Torah. It's called Chag HaShavuos. It's a Yontif of weeks, which means your Yom Tov is created by the weeks that we lead up to it. According to how much you instill in yourself, the ikar of a yid is Torah, That's how much Yom Tov of Shavuos you're creating for yourself. You hear, Yitzi? If a person just goes ahead and rolls along and doesn't do anything about his May Svira, and he just comes into Shavuos, your Gantzah Shavuos is going to be cheesecake. And maybe blintzes with it. That's about it. Ikron Shal Yisrael is Torah, and to have a Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's the week's two Shavuos that we create our Shavuos. So we have an avoda here of Yimei Svira that we have to build up. And we have to figure out how. Mm-hmm. How do we instill in ourselves something that's so foreign that the ikar of a yid is Torah? That's the whole ikar, nothing else. So I want to share with you my ridiculous words from a Melech Biderman Shlita, a vote that he said over from Bichatzko Levenstein. My ridiculous words. And this will help us with our avodah of Yimei Svira. In Parashas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu was sending all the presents to Esav, Esav's coming out against him with 400 men to kill him out, and Yaakov sends presents. Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayitem B'yad Avdoi, Eder Eder Levadoi. He gave his servants each group of flock, each thing individually. Vayomer Avodov Ivru Lefonai. Yaakov said, pass before Esav. Virevach Tasimu Ben Eder Leeder. Leave a lot of space in between each group of flock. Which means you have a whole group of, let's say, 100 sheep going. Leave a huge space in the road. And when you barely see it, that's when the next group should come. Rashi explains the reason why he had this plan. Revach tasimu ben eder leeder, maloy ayin. When the eyesight stops seeing the next one, that's when the next one should arrive. And do keep doing that with all the groups. Kidei lahasbia enoi, to satisfy his eyes that he has a ribui matana, his great present. Wow, look how much I got. Frekab Yechatzkel, I don't understand. It's the same amount in reality, whether you leave that space or not. And where's the truth in this that he's saying you have a ribui matana? It's a bigger present? It's not honestly true that it's a bigger present. It seems to be bigger, but it's not. It's just the space, the empty space in between makes it feel bigger. And yet it sounds like, in the psukim, it sounds like it's taka a bigger present. But it's not honestly a bigger present. What's pasha pshat? Zokra b'yechatzkel, my ridiculous words. He says, kol mahusoi shal oisoi rasha Esav. The whole mahus of Esav the rasha, which is a representation of the Yetzer Hara that we have here in Olam Hazeh. Yaakov was the Torah and Esav was the Yetzer Hara, the Rasha. The whole Mahus, Shal HaYetzer Hara, is all B'dimyoin Ba'alma. It's all about Dimyoin, imagination and fantasy. V'chol Avodosoi V'Yigiyosoi. His whole role of what he does to us in this world, the Yetzara, is lahatois es habriois b'dimyoinois shav, to fool you into fake imagination and ideas. Ki'ilu yesh eze oyshe v'tanug b'hanos ha'olam, as if there's a geshmak and pleasure in the things that he's presenting to you. V'hakol rak dimyoin. Mibli mamoshes klal, without any mamoshes. A good understanding for this is all advertisements. You open any newspaper, the advertisements make it sound like if you get this, you'll finally find your happiness. And people fall into it and they buy the thing that's being presented, whatever's being advertised, whatever the ad's about. And all of a sudden they realize a week later they're still not happy. And they open the advertisement again, they might need something else. And that's the whole idea of advertising, presenting things in a certain way
to make you feel as if this is the solution of your happiness. This is what you're looking for in life. Says Rabbi Chatzkel, that's the Yetzer Hara here in Olam Hazeh. He gives us ideas all day long that if you would just have that, and if you would just go there, and if you would just be with that person or whatever you could do, whatever the ideas he presents, you'll finally have real joy and happiness and satisfaction. And really, it's all dimyoin b'li mamoshes klal. It's all imagination. Zokem Yechatzkel, that's the pshat in the pasuk. It was very honest. It's taka a bigger gift, because the whole nature of the gift is Olam Hazeh. And that's the definition of Olam Hazeh, the imagination. And a male of it presented in a bigger, larger way, that's 100% a bigger gift. Because the whole satisfaction of the gift is also just how much, in imaginary, in a dimindika fashion, what it feels like. I want to read to you Reb Shlomi Yehuda Rechnitz, multi-billionaire. He spoke a number of years ago in Muncie at the Vahar of Nasiyim in front of thousands of Bachram. I want to read you the transcript of his speech to realize what a multi-billionaire that people look up to. Oh, I wish I had billions like him. Listen to what he said himself. And he said this in front of thousands of people. Obviously, this is 100% truth of what he feels, because otherwise he wouldn't say it. He said, there are two types of simchas, two types of happiness in life. One is very superficial. It can be easily acquired, but it's lost just as quickly. And the other one we yearn for, and it's a genuine simcha sachayim, a simcha that involves both the gashmias and the ruchnias. It takes time to acquire this second type. But once you acquire it, you're kind of it, and it's only yours. It doesn't get lost like the first type. He continued and said, a balabayas who works but doesn't open a sefer, justifying himself, the need for extra panasa, he will never reach simcha, nor will he ever be able to understand the geshmak and simcha that people have in their learning, which is a second type. They don't realize that this is the true, genuine simcha, the simcha of Torah. And I could tell you, as a businessman, that after you cover your basic needs, there's no money in the world that will give you as much genuine hana as learning does. You hear what he said? There's no material item, no house, no car, and no cruise that can reach the pleasure of learning. Here's a man, a multi-billionaire, and he's telling you, honestly, that the simcha that he gets from when he sits down to learn is more than he could do with anything with his money. Ma'achay vasay bo'ilamay. Ma'achay vasay bo'ilamay. Yizbarer v'yizamay tzeitzel ha'odom. What's our purpose in this world? And here we're hearing with clarity that the challenge of our life in this world is the Yetzirah pulling us to imagination and fantasies of fleeting moments of joy and simcha, or to realize that the ikar of Yisrael is Torah. And that's where the true simcha lies. Like the famous words of the Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisavoy, where he writes, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. He says, Kol HaToiv means Ein Toiv Ela Toira. When it says you should rejoice with Toiv, says the Archaim HaKadosh, means Ein Toiv Ela Toira. Toiv means the Toira. Shem Hoyu Bnei Odom Margishim Mesikus V'Arevus Tuv HaToira. If people would immerse themselves and start feeling the sweetness and the geschmack of Toira, they would run with craziness after it. And no money in the world would be considered anything valuable to them. The Torah includes all the Toiva. They'll feel so satisfied and so happy. They'll feel and live that they're missing nothing. These are the words of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And this is really our Avodah during Yimei Svira. Our Avodah during Yimei Svira is to get this clarity. Every night when you count Svira, you have to chazer again this Yesoid, that the Ikar of a Yid is his Torah, and Torah is the Tachlos of Kol HaToiva. There's no better Toiva than that. And in Mela, I'm yearning to the Zman of Kabbalah Satira, because everything else that Olam Hazeh has to offer is dimyon. It's all imagination and fantasy, but it's not mamoshus of tangible, lasting joy and happiness. I once heard an incredible story with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. He came to America to collect money in the 1930s. And when he came to America, going around collecting money, he bumped into one of his old chaverim from Europe, who is now living in America. So the chaver told Rabbi Chanan, it's amazing that someone could say such a thing. He looked at Rabbi Chanan and he said, I can't believe it. I had so much bigger expectations for you. We were in cheder together. I thought one day you'll be successful, a wealthy person, and you became a rabbi? This is what the guy says to Rabbi Chanan. I don't understand what happened to you. So Rabbi Chanan said, I'll explain to you later. Let's not get sidetracked. And they started choosing about everything else. And they went further discussion, brought him into his house. Sat him down, gave him a good breakfast. After breakfast, this man tells Rabbi Chanan that he's running to a business meeting. He has to go to a different town to a business meeting, and he can't stay here too much longer. He has to run to the train station. So Rabbi Chanan said, oh, I'll come along with you. So Rabbi Chanan went with this guy to the train station, and he sees the guy waiting for a train, and the train is an old, dilapidated, rusty, worn-out train, and he's looking at it. This is what the guy's waiting in line for. He taps the guy on the shoulder. He says, I don't understand. You don't see that brand new train that they have over there? Why don't you get on that one? Why would you get on this train? This one's rusty and old. That one they just made. It's shiny. It's beautiful. So the guy starts laughing, and he says, the destination I have to get to, if I go on that one, I'm not going to get there. So that's why I'm waiting over here. So Chanan looked at him and said, oh, he's starting to understand. Our destination that we all have to get to, and when the Shabbos came down here in this temporary world and we're traveling through to get to our real destination, I didn't think I'll get to that destination if I become a businessman or go to school and become a professional. And therefore, I became a rabbi. This is what he explained to the guy of why Rabbi Chanan became Rabbi Chanan. We have to focus and think to ourselves. Where is our destination? Where are we heading? And with that clarity of every night counting Svira, realizing Ikron Shal Yisrael, Eina Ela HaTorah, we can instill in ourselves true values.
what the real ikkar of a yid is. And that's how we approach and come to the heilig yomtiv of Shavuos, Zman of Matan Torah. Then you're going to have a real yomtiv of Shavuos of weeks, because you gathered for yourself something of real hakara of chashivas haTorah. This is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's a very important condition. When we talk about realizing the ikkar of a yid is his Torah. I still brought down Rav Nota Freund Shlita, the Talmud of Rav Zalman Meltzer. He wrote a Haskama in a Sefer. And in his Haskama, because the Sefer was about Torah, he decided to write a few points that he wanted to get in. You say this. And he writes like this. I had the schus of knowing the Chazanish very close. I was very close with the Chazanish. He was mamish, the Torah itself. He had to follow in his ways. And what do you need to follow in his ways? What do you need to really acquire the Derech HaTorah? He writes, what's important, and this is the condition that we all have to know, is lekabel aleinu oil Torah. We have to be mekabel the yoke of Torah. Ma pirish ol Torah, what does it mean, the yoke of Torah? Ol Torah hu lilmoid afilu kishein cheshek. Ol Torah means you're carrying a yoke. That you're learning, even if you have no cheshek, if you're not interested. But this is the yoke that I'm carrying, is what I gotta do. Rak al yidei zeh, zoichin l'tayra. This is the only method that you'll actually be zoicha to Torah. We have to realize, it's not enough just to go through the motions and think that we're going through the motions of learning Torah. Torah has to be learned with carrying a yoke, the old Torah. And only if you learn Torah with carrying the yoke of Torah, then you take a zeicha to what it means. Ikran shal Yisrael is Torah, and you take a meaning the tachlis of chevasai ba'ilamai. Time is very short. Carrying the yoke of Torah means some level of the Siras Nefesh, to put yourself in it. Not only when you have no cheshek, you're still learning because this is what you gotta do, but also to invest yourself. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Heilman Bey's writes about Rav. Shmoina osur chadoshim gedalti eitzel roya behema. Rav spent 18 months by the shepherds in the field leida eizem mum kavua ve'eizem mum oiver. To find out and understand the sugyus of mumim, he moved in with the shepherds. And he spent 18 months, a year and a half of time, because he wanted to understand this chelik of Torah of Mumim. That's investment in Torah. That's being Moisa Nefesh. That happens when you're carrying the yoke, responsibility towards Torah. You know, I once saw Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, when he was Nifta, they were printing his Seder Hayoim. Chaim Kanievsky was his mamash our generation, after a few years ago. He was Chaim Kanievsky, but Akapana, to realize people in our generation, they bring down his Seder Hayoim. It's unbelievable. The list here of 14 things that he used to get up every morning. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning when he woke up. And he went through, I'll read you the list very quickly. Start with Tikkun Chatzos,
11 pages in Zohar, 10 prokem in Tehillim, 8 prokem in Tanakh, 10 simanim Mishneh Berurah, 8 prokem in the Rambam, 10 simanim Shulchan Aruch and Tur, 8 blad of Bavli, 8 daf of Tesefta, 8 daf of Yerushalmi, 8 prokem in Midrashim. This is Chayim Gavin's Lord. I'm going down the list. I'm running out of time. But the point being is that we have to realize we can't fool ourselves and be satisfied with katnus, something small. When you carry the yoke of Torah, it opens up your horizons to the infinite madregas that there are in Torah. How unlimited Torah is. And when you're carrying the yoke, you end up opening your arms to larger kinyanim of Torah. And this is all part of being zaycha to the ikar of a yid, which is Torah. Just end with this. A Bayridika piece from the Shem Mishmuel is a tour that writes that this 12 Chadoshim, like we know in a year, it corresponds to the 12 Shvatim, says the tour. It says Simen Tov Yud Zayin, in the end of Simen Tov Yud Zayin. The 12 months correspond to the 12 Shvatim. So he writes, Chodesh Iyar is corresponding to Shimon, the second Shevet. Shimon is named Kishoma Hashem Kisnua Anoichi. Hashem heard that I'm hated. This is what Leah said, because Rachel was so beloved, she felt hated. And the Rebbeinu Shem heard me and gave me a second child. Ki shama Hashem ki snua anaychi. So the Shem Yishmuel says, Meiridik, that when you come into Chodesh Iyar, many times there are feelings of depression. We came off a Chodesh of a Nisan, which was a Chodesh full, besides a vacation, but it was also full with Hashpois from the Rebbeinu Shem carrying us in a chaydish of Geula and Yeshua, and a person's being carried by Bari Olam, the Gans Nisan, on such a high, and all of a sudden you enter chaydish Nisan, today Rish Chaydish Iyar, you enter Rish Chaydish Iyar, today Rish Chaydish Iyar, there's a certain level of a drop, and you might feel some level of depression. Kisnu Anaychi, Zot Hashem Mishmuel, the Rabbeinu Shloilom hears people that are broken and feel hated. And mainly when you feel down and broken, you have a special level of tefillah that Kishama Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem, hears you. But mainly we have to realize, as we enter a new Chodesh of Iyar, it's a special zman of tefillah. You have an opportunity to dive into the Rebbeinu Shloilam because of a natural brokenness that a yid might have after a whole Chodesh Nisan. Who thought we'd still be in Golos? We thought we'd brought back with the Geula. Benisim Asidim Ligol. And here we are, Chodesh Iyar. It didn't happen this year. Asidim Ligol didn't happen. And there's feelings of depression inside for that too. The Melo Zot Hashem Mishmuel. You have to realize, Shteitin Tur, Chodesh Iyar corresponds to Shimon. Kishoma Hashem, Kisnua Anoichi. And if the Yid feels removed and Snua, Kishama Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem hears your tefillas. So it's a great opportunity to takash, step up and dive into the Rebbeinu Shloilam for special siyat nishmaya in our avodah of this avodah of Yimei Svira. Because the avodah of Yimei Svira is a lifetime avodah. This is the goal of our lives, to have the clarity that the ikar of a yid is Torah. So although it's a short period of time, especially when we're holding already almost halfway point of Svira, it's come out halfway already. So Yimamash, we have to really chaperein. We have to maximize every day of Svira as much as we can to instill in ourselves ki ikron shel Yisrael ein ala Torah, and with that we'll be zeichatakah to reach chayvosay b'olamai.